Blog Talk Radio.
I think the battery is like halfway. Is this plugged in? I mean, they should know when it's on. I think Steve's on.
Can you see me? You good? How's the car running? You liking it?
It's nice, man. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah. You have to let me know, because I'm thinking about getting one of those. Yeah, the new ones, the 2020. Yeah. And that was the he's awesome. Awesome. So I can't hear that mic though. Here you echo. Who else's mic?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so yeah, it's really nice, man. No, but really nice.
So that was the 2020 you said or no? Okay, yeah, that's someone they get deals on because you know, last year was not a good year for the car market, you know, because of COVID and all that. So there's a lot of 2020 models they want to push out.
Right. So that was perfect. Yeah, I think you should get it, man. It's a good car, family, putting people inside. It's spacious, luxury class, and not too over the top if you get a pre-owned one.
You got a hitch with that one?
A hitch?
Yeah. Look at the pulse on. You can, or you can get it. You can get it. You can get a put one put on there, right?
A hitch?
Like, you know, like a trailer hitch, you know? Or
oh,
like
yeah. I see all the time people have like their bikes or they have like their equipment is put it on. Yeah, you can actually get it from the dealership too if you wanted to. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's meant for, to do like off-roading and pulling stuff, but people just drive on the road, so.
Now you got to get the boat, the yacht.
No, we need the Lambo first.
Right. Or just, yeah, go out with somebody because that's a lot of work. And not only is it a lot of work.
Maintenance.
It's a lot of money.
I'd rather just have someone that has one and just give them a little something every now and then. Hey, bro, just for today. Because I already know maintenance and like docking fees and all that. Oof, it's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. You figure out where you're going to put it.
Yep.
Plus, there's all something that's breaking on those things.
Yeah. I don't know if I know. Yeah, because so I guess basically we'll talk about the introduction and I'll just say like for example why we chose Range Rover. If you're a high value male, that's what you should have. And you're stable at least, or you know different types of cars like maybe Mercedes or Audi. But for the main part, you want class, style, and also elevation. So that's what you get. And then we can talk about like you know our prior cars that we had before in the past. And then you know the tax benefits you could talk about more in detail about taxes
sure.
And why you want to
yeah.
buy a car over a certain weight class and yeah and then why
okay.
you want to pay over a period of time rather than just off one time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what, 2020. Let me look at the luxury.
Yeah, man. Oh, I don't know where he is. Yeah, he said he could. Let me make sure. Yo, quick question. We got girls for a show tonight or nah?
I got 2 to 3.
Okay. Okay. So should I make a link now?
Why you wanna ask another girl to come?
I'm gonna try to.
Oh, you're talking make a link. Oh yeah. I mean, this particular girl didn't ask for links, but I'm gonna give it to them anyway.
Nah, it's not a big deal. All right.
Yeah, because I mean the ones that like have the following, those are the ones that ask for.
Right. What time did he tell them?
10.
All right. Cool. All right. Yeah. No problem. So we'll finish this live stream and then do a Zoom call and then just hop into that after. So that's cool.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks. That boy sleep.
Yeah,
that'd be fine. Yeah. Because 11 could be crazy. Yep. He's good. Yeah, he's clean. What's up, man? You good? Yeah, he's clean.
Yeah, sorry, maybe we'll set this shit up after.
Test 1, 2, 3. Steve, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, perfect. All right, Myron, when you get a chance, you can go on camera 1 so I can see your angle and lighting so we can go on. Yes. Take me afterwards.
We got extra headphones over there.
It's in Telegram. I saw it, right?
Yeah, I put it in Telegram.
All right, cool. Let me pull up the super chat. Okay.
Now I gotta ask it. Is his name River really Steve? Is
his
name really Steve?
What was that?
Is his name really Steve?
Yeah, it is Steve.
Oh, man.
Name,
that's
yeah,
so cliche.
Yeah, his name
that's
really
so
is Steve, bro. no joke. His name really is Steve.
I was like, you guys said that's like, I'm like, okay, generic, but okay, I guess it's real.
Yes, buddy?
Yeah. Do I send the videos to Tom or Chris? Of the inside?
Send it to Chris. Because Chris is going to show the inside of the thing on the air.
Oh, okay.
Screen share.
So, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, Chris, we're going to show the car on the air, what it looks like and shit. Yeah. Because Chris has...
No, we're not.
No. He's just showing like the inside and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, you there?
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I do. Talk again, Steve.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. All right. A little echoey, but it's fine. We're gonna live.
Okay.
You guys ready to start this thing? No?
I'm ready.
What is that noise? You hear that?
Oh, that's I think it's...
Oh, it might be Steve. Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's coming from Steve, Chris.
Okay. I think it's on here. Can you hit 1?
Hey, Trey, can you hit 1? Wait, one or you mean two? Two.
Yeah, two.
I'll move over here.
Damn.
There we go. No, move it back. There. Yeah, there we go. Yep. I think we should move it back that way a little bit more. Less. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. No white wall showing. Yeah. Can move it. Yeah. No, I'm saying no white wall showing.
Okay.
You get. Yeah. Just go ahead and center it. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Bam. Good. You don't even got to zoom in. You can just move it to the left a little bit. Yeah, and you're good. There you go. Perfect. That's good. I'll sit right here in the center. All right. Let's do this thing, man. Let me open up. You guys got the outline, right?
Yeah.
And Walt sent you some of the things. So let me open up.
Thing is, your video has music in it.
Oh, no. Don't play it. Don't play it.
Yeah.
I thought you might have some video from before. If you don't, then it's fine.
I did, but I just wanted one with you in it. But
yeah. Well, you know what? He could play it muted. Chris can play it muted.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, Chris, just play it muted. Because 100%, if you play that, we're going to get hit with a copyright.
You got to remember that one, though. Well, yeah. You know what? Hold on. I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it without being music.
Okay. All right. So this one I'm thinking, Steve, we'll bring you on in the middle of the show.
Yep.
And then and you just sit in backstage.
Yeah, just mute. You guys can mute me off, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Just you can remove him from this. Right, there you go. Bam. And then we add him in whenever. And Steve will be listening in, so he'll know. But yeah, Steve, let me give you the outline real quick, Steve, so you know what we're going to cover.
I get sent it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sending it to him right now because he's not in Telegram chat. Steve.
It's lighting good because it seems like the exposure is a little bit too high and it's making.
It probably is. I mean, yeah, the TV here looks crazy, but I mean, I don't know what you see on your side.
The exposure is probably should be fun. I'll check it on YouTube and see.
Oh wow, Dylan sent $100.
Okay. So we'll do intros and then I'll go right to super chat so we don't lose them.
Yeah.
And then all right. Chris, you ready?
Hold on, let me pull up the video. Okay, what video you want?
Those three. So you can play all three. Yeah.
Is it muted? No.
They're all.
No. They're all safe.
They're all safe.
Yeah.
There we go. But that will be later on in the show.
Okay, yeah. Let me just save the videos. Save.
You can play it. Well, okay.
He doesn't want to show the Telegram chat.
Oh, yeah.
He's smarter.
Yeah.
What is this?
So I'll do announcements. What are we going to push? Patreon? We're going to push Patreon.
Patreon?
Yeah, I say we take... So you down to take the, just take the courses down?
Oh, we made some sales.
We did?
Yeah. Or was that you?
Maybe one or two of them was?
Because I think we made two more.
Okay.
I mean... We could just push it hard when we want to and leave it up.
I think it's just better if we keep it down, and then if niggas want it, they just call it.
The thing is, people in Patreon was like, yo, I can't find the course. I just told them the link, and I think that's the guy that bought it. So if they find it, they'll buy it. But I don't know. I feel like some people won't ask for it, just look for it. Uh-huh. And then when they see it, they'll buy it. But if you don't have it there, then they can't spend money like they want to.
Chris, you ready to go?
Yeah, just I'm ready. All right, let's go.
All right, let's do this thing.
Shitty bang bang.
Phone solid.
Yeah.
And we are live. Guys, welcome to Fresh Print Podcast, Myron Gaines.
Fresh Print CEO.
Today, we're going to talk to you guys about how we got our Range Rover. We're going to go over every single detail, be very transparent with you guys, because at the end of the day, we don't cap. Let's get into it, baby.
Time. Mm-hmm. Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? What's up? First and foremost, let's read these super chats real quick because I don't want to lose these. We got Q Time $50, tuition coach Kings make queens, not vice versa, man.
Boom. Well said, man. Top of the hour.
Facts, bro. For all these women that want to say men and women are equal, last time I married a queen, I ain't turned into no king. But I'll tell you this, you can take a poor woman and turn her into a queen if you're a king, bro.
Yep.
And then we got Little Mac with the big $500 super chat, man.
Yo,
Day. Before I discovered the Fresh and Fit fam, this money and much were on their way this week to be donated for people who in actuality feel entitled to it and so would not appreciate it. I know here it will be used for something useful, not a purse. Apologies for blowing up your Telegram. I might as well be a chick when it comes to talking. I'll work on it. Yo, Mac, thank you so much, bro. We literally just, I got two new mics, actually three new mics with Shure mics. One of those will be named after you, my friend. And then we got, and Lemur also made a big donation.
Black Lemur.
Black Lemur.
Yeah.
One of those mics is for him. And now you guys will be able to hear Trey's sexy voice when we do the shows. I got to get him set up. He's in the back right now. And also big shout out to Chris and to Trey, guys. We got obviously our producer and our audio engineer in the house, man.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Say what's up, Chris and Trey, please.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, guys?
And Trey?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, but yo, big welcome to Lil Mac, man, because he came on, like, I think last night, and he's talking, like, well, his life story, all his stuff, so shout out to Mac,
man.
Yeah,
dude.
Pretty cool,
dude. Thank you so much for the support, bro. Welcome to Fresh and Fit fam, man. Like, seriously, guys, when we say we take, and you guys are going to see it right now, when we tell you guys we take that money and we put it right back into the business, bro, I'm dead serious about that, man. That's why we're continuously improving all the time, dude. That's why we work so hard and stay up late, because we know that you guys believe in us so that we can't fail. You know what I'm saying? Dylan, $100. Thank you so much for that, man.
Thank you, Dylan.
Paying my quarterly dues. Big 160K stock day, boys. Hey, congratulations.
Oh, congrats, man.
Steve, thank you for your time on our phone call. Planning end of your year moves. Big things popping and little things stopping. Hey, that's a TI. That's a classic right there. Hey, guys, we got Steve here as well. We're going to give you guys a little bit of the background of how we got up to this point, and then we're going to bring Steve in, and
he's
going to give you guys the numbers.
It's good to see the guys winning in the chat, man. Guys that, like, watch us from the beginning, that grew with us. Like, yo, guys, real talk, it's about community here, right? And we all want to level up and win. So if you win, we win as well. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Mo Mrizzle, $10. Shout out to the best podcast and studio set on YouTube. Thank you so much. Shout out to
Thank
Chris and Trey as well. And good to see Steve back. You guys will definitely hit 100K by mid.
We hope so, man. We hope
so. Thank you so much, bro.
Thank you,
and
man.
It's funny because Trey looks like Timbaland and Chris looks like Dr. Dre. Ryan Acevedo, $5. Love you guys. No homo. Happy Monday.
Shout out to Ryan all the way in Colorado.
Shout out to Colorado. And then Ricky Webster, French Toast Props, due $10. Thank you so much, Ricky. Big supporter, man. Elab Fitness, $20. You gents are doing fantastic work. Keep it up. Keep it going. Much respect from the UK. Thank you so much. All the way from England in the house. And guys,
thank you
so, like, you guys don't even understand how much we appreciate all the support and all the help that you guys give us, man. Because, like I said, we take that money and right back. And me and Fresh always, like, strategize on how we're going to make the show better and how we're, you know, this trash and we're going to beat them and all that.
We were up to, like, 5 in the morning last night talking about strategy, me, Chris, and Myron, and somebody only goes in bed sleeping, man.
Me and Fresh be outside on the streets talking for like two hours and shit.
Getting girls on the show and everything. And like, me and Trey will stay up late and, you know, make sure that we get the audio perfect for you guys, bro. Like, we really take this crap seriously, and we don't, like, bro, like, we take this serious, man. Like, when I see content creators and they put out crappy content, I'm like, bro, you don't respect your audience.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? You don't. What are you doing with that money that you make? You know, you out here recording on your iPhone,
flexing
and
traveling, buying,
like,
cars.
What the hell? You know, like, it's trash. You know, and if you are gonna buy a car, we're gonna document how we did it.
Make it make sense.
As you guys know, on this channel, we teach you guys on Mondays. Just a quick recap: Money Mondays, Wednesday, Womanizer Wednesdays, and then Friday is typically Friday, whether we, you know, do
fry somebody that messed
some
with
entertainment,
us,
yeah,
or break down an article.
Yeah, break down an article, something like that. Maybe fitness, but it's like more of like an entertainment day.
Yeah.
But we try to give you guys value on each of these things. And obviously Money Mondays, least views, because we talk about making money and or, you know, improving yourself. But there's no,
we get it, you know,
no,
if you make the money, you're going to get the girls, bro, like by default. But you know what? We get it. Y'all just want
the tits in 1080p. So anyway, okay. American Bystander, $10, number one Ninja Watcher. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bro. You better subscribe, man.
Guys, like the video on your way in, please, because about 60% of our viewers are not subscribed. So please do that. So, all right, let's get into today's topic. So as you guys know, last week, week and a half ago, we bought a Range Rover.
Yep.
Okay. And normally, this would be an awful purchase.
Yeah.
But thank you to our accountant, Steve, from Seeing Beyond the Numbers, who you guys should all work with him. I think he's getting more free now.
Yeah.
We were able to strategize and do this correctly. So let's start with the background. Okay. Let's go down memory lane.
Oh, man. Talk about your first car, Myron Gaines.
So I will tell you guys some uncomfortable truths right now. I currently still have my 2002 Honda Accord that's a piece of crap that like barely is like leaking and all this other stuff, man. Because
no
I had that car, no brakes. me and Chris almost died picking buying that. But yo, when we went to go get the sign in Miami Beach, bro, we drove my car there, and dude, we almost died on the way back.
Yo, this man was trying to get me to drive that car. I was like, bro, those brakes are horrible. I'm gonna die in this car, bro. What the hell?
Yeah, man. So it's a piece of crap, but I don't want to get rid of it because it has a lot of sentimental value. And you guys know me, I'm like, I'm real big on like being like a minimalist when it comes to like my personal, belongings. You know what I mean? When it comes to studio stuff, I spare no expense. I buy the best cameras, buy lenses, best mics, whatever. You know, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to like my personal things, if I can't write it off, I don't buy it. Honestly, if it's just for me, a lot of time if I can't write it off, I don't buy it. So we had that car for a while. We didn't really have a company car, and Fresh used to have a Range. Fresh, can you tell them a little bit about the Range you used to have?
Yeah. So basically, I think it was 2019. I got a Range Rover Evoque, you know, like the little white ones, nothing too crazy. And it's a nice car, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from point A to point B in a little bit of style. Obviously, I was like the smaller Range Rover, so it's not as popular, but still, it's pretty cool. But at the same time, I got into that car. And funny enough, I started with a 1992 Toyota Camry.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
When I first came to America.
Okay.
And what I did was, for example, we're going to learn in the show, is that I used each car as a stepping stone to get to a higher level car. So obviously I had no credit. I had no, I had no help. It was just me. But I knew if I made payments on time, eventually I'll pay it off. And that leverage and that, that payoff amount would probably add to my next purchase. So for example, when I paid off that Toyota Camry, I took that good credit and that good score. And I went to the Hyundai dealership and I got a Hyundai Elantra. So basically it's like a stepping stone. You start with one car, you make payments on it, you pay it off if you can. And then you go to your next car because now it's trust with the bank because they can see if you paid off an amount. They're not going to trust you with a bigger loan amount or a bigger car purchase.
Yeah.
So either way it works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so that's kind of our car stories, guys. Like I was never really like a car guy like that until I kind of met Fresh, and Fresh kind of like put me on to like cars and everything like that.
Wait, one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead,
so
please.
I remember, right. I went to my first job, with that Toyota Camry. I had bought a license plate CO Life. Right. So imagine you're seeing this dude pull up to the dog parking lot. And it's 1992 Toyota Camry, beat up. The license plate that says CEO Life. I should probably pull it up later on, but like, it's funny because people are like, oh, what kind of CEO are you? Like, this is hysterical. But at the same time, look at where I'm at today.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And yeah, guys, you know, we had humble beginnings and we're still like grinding as if we were broke, bro. We still act as if we don't have a dollar in our bank account,
Facts.
You know? Because most of the money we make goes right back into this, so whatever.
Yo,
but,
when he says partying, people are paying for us to party. We don't spend money like that, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So. No, and me and Fresh don't drink like that, man.
Yeah.
Like, we really don't. So it's just, this is not our thing. So, okay. So first we're going to talk about, I guess, why well, actually, you know what? Let's talk about the most important thing. Hold on. Because a lot of people ignore this. Yo, you need good credit, guys. You need good credit.
Have to
okay.
Have
so... A big part of the reason why we're able to make this deal happen the way we did is because me and Fresh are pretty financially responsible. We both have credit scores in the 800s. And, luckily, we've been blessed to be able to, like, you know, kind of keep – we're both, like, minimalist when it comes to, like, spending money and doing things on for our own self. For the business, that's one thing. But for, like, our personal spending, pretty low. So when we went into this deal, we were able to leverage the best interest rate, which we're going to talk about that with Steve here in a second. But that was based on good credit, guys. And just to give you guys a quick summary, how you get good credit. Honestly, dude, as long as you keep your debt balance under 30%
yep.
of your total allowed credit, you make your payments on time, which is the most important. Man, that's gonna do a lot of the work for you as far as having a good credit score. Now, as far as like if you want to be able to like finesse and get like free things, leverage credit cards to get assets and everything else like that. That's a little bit more advanced, but we talk about this in the High Value Academy. We had one webinar where I just broke down if you have no credit, good credit, or bad credit, what to do, what credit cards to get if you're a beginner, what credit cards to get if you have a decent credit score to get things, what credit cards to get if you want to travel, what credit cards to get if you want cash back, and what credit cards to get if you want to have like specialty purchases, like for example, like an Amazon card.
Yep.
So I broke that all down in our High Value Academy, which we will release that back again, but it was like a 2-hour long lecture that I gave on it because credit cards – it's
very
one
important.
Of my favorite things to do. I just don't talk about it often because let's keep it real. Like
it's not sexy.
Hey, it's not sexy because if I talk about credit cards, everyone's gonna be like, you know what I'm saying? No one cares.
Let me add
no
to that
cares.
As well.
So, yeah, go ahead.
So another important rule: you must pay things on time. So don't let things slip by. Don't let things get out of hand. Like, if you know you have a payment coming up, even if you've got paid a minimum amount, just pay it because it's going to go on your record. Now, secondly, you need credit history. So you may have good credit, but without history of actually paying things down, it doesn't matter. So, for example, let's say you can pay a car off in full, right? Let's say, for example, the Range Rover.
Yep.
We could have paid off in full. But you say, you know what? No. Let's wait and pay it off after a year because now you're building up a history of payments.
Yep.
So they want to see history.
That's one of the reasons we did it. And Steve is going to break it down in even more detail why we did it that way.
Exactly, exactly. So make payments that you can obviously pay for up front, but have it as a record so that they can see, okay, you know what? Michael or John is making payments continually throughout a period of time.
Yeah. So, okay. So I know you guys are probably wondering, so why did we get the rate? Oh, okay. A pip name sent back $5. Only 750 dudes here. Come on, y'all. You guys want the beautiful ladies? Learning finances is how you get there. Got to eat veggies before dessert. Facts,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Facts. Thank you so much. So guys, so we needed the car, right? I had my crappy Honda. Fresh had gotten rid of his Range. He didn't want it anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, as you guys know, the show's expanding. We get guests all the time. We want to pick them up from the airport, whatever it may be. We don't want to Uber them or pick them up in a crappy car or renting a car. We did that for a bit where we would rent a car and then go get them and have it for a few days. And we're like, bruh, it costs us way more to rent this car than if we just had a car.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like we would rent like a Maserati truck here.
Yeah.
Another, what else did we rent?
A Mercedes,
whatever. Yeah. And it costs way more to rent. I was like, bruh, we could buy one for
this. Exactly. I would say this though, right, guys? If you're going to buy a car, I recommend to all our patrons or all our guys in the community, rent it first to see how it feels and then make the purchase. For example, because a test drive isn't enough. I said rent it for at least a day or two so you can drive it in the morning, it at night, and see you like it. Because some cars, you might, yo, this is my dream car. When you go to drive it, it's like, yo, bro, this car is not like what I thought it was going to be. So I say, for example, if you're going to get a car, rent it first, test it out for yourself for a day or two, and then go buy the car after. Because then you get that new car, like, oh, you know what, it's a new car.
Yep.
I'm going to forgive all the flaws. You know what? If you drive it for a little bit, you say, you know what? This car is good is bad. I don't like how it feels when I drive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to test it out from there.
Yeah.
That's the only time you should probably rent the car, honestly.
Yeah. So we were renting the car for a bit. And then we noticed, man, we got guests coming in. We got chicks when we do shows.
Yeah.
We need them to, you know, sometimes we got to go get them because they don't have cars or whatever it may be.
For example, the minorities. We went to go pick them up when they came on the show.
Bang.
If you didn't have a car, we were scrambling.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. Yeah. There you go.
And
boom.
We could have Ubered them, but. Come on.
It's not
as having guests in town, bro, you want to treat them really well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And you guys always say, like, you know, if you guys notice, every guest we come says, oh, wow, Fresh & Fit treats us really well.
Yep.
You know, it's because we go out of our way to make sure that we take care of our guests, go pick them up, get them food, put
they
them
up. They got dinner, hot girls,
yeah.
A party to go to, live events. Bro, you can't be Fresh & Fit experience, bro.
When
it's
you
an experience
here,
you come to with
be,
us.
It's always lit. So we were like, yo, we got to get this car for that, right? So that was why we got the car. Now you guys know why, right?
Yeah.
To get pick up guests, to facilitate travel between, you know, ourselves and if we need to get, whether it's, you know, other YouTubers, females, whatever it is.
Even this table that TV's on, we went to Target.
Oh, yeah, we got to go get, like, stuff. Because me and Fresh live in Brickell, so we barely drive, but
really?
It's like, bro, we needed it anyway, right? So next is how did we decide to get the vehicle? So me and Fresh decided, bro, listen. We need a company car.
Mm-hmm.
Let's split this thing 50-50.
Yep.
Bang. Simple. You know what I'm saying? And basically, we both had good credit. So, again, we were able to get a really good rate. And we cut down the expenses significantly. And here's the thing, guys. I'll tell you this. What we pay is way less than, like, renting a car periodically when a guest comes.
Exactly.
Like, it's, like, stupid for us to rent. So, we're like, bro, we might as well just get this on our own and buy it and own it and not have to worry about this crap no more. Because those car rentals adds up and it gets annoying because when you have the car rental, like sometimes like a guest will decide to stay a little bit longer and we got to extend the stay, whatever it is. It's like, nah, man. So
not worth it.
We're better at doing that. Now, why did we pick the Range Rover? And I'm going to turn it to Fresh here because Fresh is really the one. He's the car guy. He made the decision to like, yo, we got to get a Range. So can you put them on game on why you picked the Range over other cars?
Of course, bro. So basically, right, guys, like you guys always ask the question, what car should a high value guy drive? Now, there's many topics you could choose here. There's Audi, Mercedes, Range Rover, BMW. But overall, right, you want class, you want style, you want flex, you want to tread on the road without any problems, you feel me? And I feel like for a Range Rover that's in a new era, like for example 2020 and up, you won't have too many problems, one, and two, it turns heads. So even driving around us in the car, you know what I'm saying, like we pull up to a restaurant, whatever, it's like, yo, this is nice, this is pristine. And also as well, we have a diesel Range Rover, so it's good on gas as well.
Yep.
So overall...
And we're going to talk about why we picked the diesel in a second.
If you're a high-value guy, your car kind of says a lot about you. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't need to buy a fancy car because they just drive whatever. And that's fine. But let's be real here. If you want to display high value, if you want to be around a certain type of people, you got to fit into that culture. And the culture and the perception is you drive a nice car, you're somebody. So here in Miami, it is what it is. You might drive a Honda Toyota. You might be a millionaire. But no one's going to see that. They're going to see you in a beat-up car. You're driving a Maserati, a Range Rover. It's all about perception. And then two, regarding this car as well, a prior Range Rover. And I'm telling you right now, bro, the deals I made from just having that car alone helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I met my friend as a multimillionaire. He invests in real estate all the time. Mm-hmm. One of my properties, he's a neighboring tenant.
Mm-hmm.
He's a neighboring landlord. And he's like, yo, you have a Range Rover too? I have one too. Like, what do you do here? So, for example, that car opened up a window for me to meet him. And he helped me with the PSP for my property, helped me with taxes, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, just having that car open up a window mm-hmm. to meet somebody else and network.
Yeah.
So it's powerful, man, having a high-value car.
Yeah. Now, and again, guys, we're like I said, if you do this right, you could turn – because normally a luxury car is a huge, huge,
huge
liability. You know
very
what I'm saying?
Huge.
But if you do it correctly, you can turn it into an asset. And the thing here about Miami, I hate to say it, bro, it's a dirty little secret. Like – cars define you a lot here. You know what I'm saying? Like you need to, if you're going to network with certain types of people, you're not going to get into those groups or those situations unless you are networked with a certain group of people. And a lot of the time you're defined by your car. There's a lot of car rallies here in Miami. There's a lot of social situations where cars are parked in certain restaurants. And if and you can meet certain people based off the car that you have. So you never want to pull up in a vehicle and be almost ostracized and outclassed by everyone else because they're not going to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's like, oh, well, Myron, that's really materialistic. Bro, that's how Miami is. You know what I'm saying? If you want to network with higher status people out here, especially guys, they purposely put up like what I call like the car paywall
mm-hmm.
so that they don't deal with people below a certain socioeconomic status. You know what I'm saying? So it opens doors for you to network with other people. So that's another reason why we got it as well. And
cars along with watches, along with like different lifestyles, gives you the opportunity that you never had before.
Yeah.
So it's very important.
It is important. We talked about that with R Unplugged. If you guys want to see that, how you could turn a watch into an investment, you guys go back in our Fresh Fit podcast, R Unplugged. He's a high-end watch dealer here in Miami, sells to rappers and a bunch of other people like that. And he was talking about how you could turn a Rolly actually into an asset.
Yeah. I want to add one more thing as well, right?
Yeah.
A lot of you guys, right, are worried about spending money to look a certain way, right? I'm telling you right now, guys, you guys that get the hottest girls spend money in certain ways. And what I mean for certain ways, for example, they flex. They show a bit of lifestyle because a lot of these girls, bro, are in certain places that you wouldn't normally find them. And only having these items gives you the opportunity to get to those places. For example, you pulling up to a nice restaurant with your nice car. Guess what's going to happen? She's going to see that and see lifestyle. You having like a group of friends that are all like millionaires, she's going to see lifestyle. So certain things open up certain doors for you. And a car is one way you can open that door without having to talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very, very powerful from that standpoint.
So, okay. So now that we talked about, so to give you guys a quick little recap, okay?
Yeah.
Also, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, guys, because you guys always forget about that. Please like the video. So we talked about setting the foundation with good credit, right? Mm-hmm. Second, we talked about how we decided to buy the vehicle, which we just split it because it was significantly cheaper than renting cars and picking up guests, right? Because me and Fresh didn't have cars really like that.
Yep.
Why we needed the car, obviously, to network, move around, pick up guests, all that other stuff. Now, and then Fresh just explained to you guys why we picked the Range Rover of all the vehicles.
Yep.
Now, we're going to tell you guys what kind of Range Rover it is. It is a 2020. It's a 2020 Range Rover, and we got some video that we're going to show you guys.
Yep.
Diesel. Okay. And when we bought it, I think the sticker price was $77,000.
Yeah.
Sticker price was $77,000. We bought it used. It was, I think, 8,500 miles on it.
Yeah, 8,500 miles.
So it was a pretty good deal. And I'll tell you guys a little funny story before we show you the videos of the car, bro.
Yeah, man. Shout out to our boy.
Shout out to our boy E, who sold us the car.
Yeah.
So we go to the lot, right? Because me and Fresh were like, yo, we need to get this thing ASAP. This is annoying because we had just like finished doing a car rental. We spent like, bro, what? like 600 bucks a stack. I was like,
yo,
what's that? Like, yo, are
that's
we
a car
like,
payment.
Like,
I'm like, bro, that's a car payment.
I was like, nah, this is done. We ain't doing this no more.
Yeah.
So we were right to the Range Rover dealership.
Yeah.
And we see this black Range, guys.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Clean, yeah. Black on black, with so, the interior.
Exactly. So a couple comes in, right, and they had just finished test driving it.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, that thing is nice. Mm-hmm. So after they get out the car, we start looking at it. We're like, yo. And here's the thing, man. This dude fresh, bro.
Let me say it.
I'm just gonna say this nigga had a CEO chain on, bro.
What?
And was wearing all black.
You flex on a broke boy, yeah, dog.
Bro. But that's why you guys are gonna see what happened. So we start looking at the car, right? I'm in workout clothes. He's in his chain and all of this stuff, right? So they look at it. They see us looking at the car. They just test drove. And then a guy comes up to us, one of the dealers. His name is E. Shout out to Emmanuel, bro.
Yeah. Him.
He's like, yo, are you guys interested in getting a car? We're like, yeah, man, we're looking, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yo, you guys got a podcast, right? I watch you guys. I was like, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we started chopping it up, talking about, you know, Miami, Fresh and Fit podcast, everything like that. And we're like, yo, can we do a test drive on this car? He's like, yeah, I think they're looking at it, but yeah, let's do it real quick. So we go and we take a test drive in that car. Bruh, we come back. The couple looks at the car again because they weren't going to buy it. It was a dude and his wife, older, right? They weren't going to buy it. As soon as they saw me and Fresh go and take it for a test drive, bro, they got their dealer and they put an offer on it and bought it right there and
right
then
there
on the
and
spot,
then.
Bro.
No delay.
They literally beat us to it. They were so – because they saw Fresh. They're like, bro, we're not going to lose this car to this Nigerian guy, bro.
These
rappers. These are like an older conservative couple. They're like, yeah. Nah, we're not losing this. Because they were not going to buy it, guys.
Yeah.
As soon as they saw us with interest,
they were like, yo,
that
we want
psychology,
it.
Bam. They went in.
And look, we were kind of like, damn, bro. Like, we wanted the car, and they just took it from us because they were like, oh, we don't want you to have it. But then.
Yeah, because they saw you with that chain. They were like, no. Like, let's keep it a stack, Fresh. Like, they were like, no. So,
but it was a blessing in disguise because then we found this one.
Yes, because the one we were looking at, what was it? It was a 2019?
2019?
It was a
2018.
It was a 2018.
With high mileage, had like 27,000 miles.
Yeah.
So it's 2018, black on black, nice interior, full package, but it had 27,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
Right? 2018.
Yeah, it was 2018. So we talked with E, we're like, yo, we don't really want to leave empty-handed. We need to, like, get something going.
Yeah.
So he showed us a couple of the newer ranges. And we're like, you know what, bro? If we got to pay an extra 10 grand, whatever. It is what it is, man.
And a quick side note. We had already looked online at the prices of Range Rovers. We saw, like, what's a good price and what's a good price point before we went to the dealership. Because it was one thing to go there without knowing anything.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to go prepared. Because once you go prepared, you can actually kind of, like, you know what I'm saying, look at the price and say, you know what? It's a good price or that's a bad price. You want to go premeditated at what's going on.
And the other thing too, I want to say this too, and shout out to Steve, man. We're going to bring Steve on the stream, guys. He's in the back waiting right now.
Right there.
Steve basically instructed us, hey, whatever you do, put the minimum down to get the car, to get the best rate and just make payments. Like, don't buy it outright. Do not do it. And he's going to explain here in a second. I'm going to let him go over all the numbers with you guys.
Right.
But so we were like, okay, cool. So we find this diesel Range Rover, and let's show them some video, Chris, real quick.
In the meantime, we have 1K watchers.
Oh, yo, guys, like the video on your way in.
Shout out to town, guys.
We're gonna show you guys the range right now.
So let's read these two chats.
Okay, a pit makes look back $10. You guys are spam facts. I live in NY, and everyone takes the train. But how you dress and the type of watch you have matters more. But when I lived in LA, the car was so important. Image matters. Yeah,
I'm
bro.
I'm telling you guys, facts. It's very important.
Facts. Mr. Yeah. Patana, $10, super sticker. Appreciate that so
thank
much.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
And then a person, $50. Thank you guys for everything you do. The growth this year demands nothing but respect. Do $200 patrons get the Fresh Fit experience like guests when they visit? Yes, absolutely you do.
You do.
What's the best location in Miami for first-time visitor?
I would say Brickell, man.
Yeah,
way more than Brickell.
Yeah, Brickell is pretty
and
good.
Yes, if you're in the VIP patrons, $200, you can come to the studio, chill with us, see a live show, even see our guests that come in town. So guys, whenever you want, come over.
We'll 200 tier patrons.
Yeah.
Basically, when you come to Miami, we got you. Okay. Yeah. Let's play that. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
This is the car, guys.
Here you go.
Sorry for the choppy wind, guys.
I'll save you guys.
Yeah. Chris is saving you guys right now for that.
But look at those wheels.
Yeah, man. It's a 2020.
Yeah.
Range Rover, it's diesel. And the reason why we went with diesel, guys, because I know a lot of you guys are probably wondering, why'd you go with diesel? The reason why we went with diesel, guys, is because diesel is actually cheaper.
Yes.
So we don't have to use premium gas.
And
the car is quiet as hell, guys.
Yeah.
Even if you hit the gas, it's very, it's silent.
And
it runs smooth.
Yeah, Fresh put up to me today to pick me up. And I was like, beep, beep. Oh, shit.
Do we have any other, do we got a video of the interior?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Chris is going to pull that up while I tell you guys why we went with diesel. So, yeah, we want diesel, guys, because it's cheaper than premium. And you get 300 miles to 100 miles on a full tank.
Yeah, it's chill.
So, yeah. Okay, so this is the inside, guys.
Yeah, this is Chris here.
You guys can see, there's Chris right there. The thing has lights in it. Like, yeah,
it's,
you guys
dope,
can see the
bro.
Lights on the side.
Yo, talk about panty dropper. You can check up. You got lights on in the car.
Yo, I told Fresh and Mario, yo, get lights. It was like, no, man, it's great, man.
Yeah, all I right, go like, all right. I'm kind of like, yo, lights in the Range Rover, that's kind
of... I ain't going to lie. It is...
gay.
But
it's dope, though. It's dope at the same time.
But so we got the diesel because two reasons. It was cheaper.
Yeah.
And you can go 300 miles versus only 100 miles with premium gas.
Yep.
So we're like, bam, we're going to get this. And it's quieter because, bro, you don't get a range to like be loud and obnoxious. You know what I'm saying? Because we were going to get a V8 and we're like, nah.
Yeah,
this is
supercharged.
Not the supercharged Ooh. Range. I was like,
that's some kind of nice, though.
It's
kind of nice.
Good, but it wasn't, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we got that one. This is a video of it, and how we went to. And then also with E, he took care of us. We were able to. So after we saw the car, we put a down payment that day to hold it for a day.
Yeah.
Because I had to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
With Donovan.
Yeah.
So so I wasn't available. So Fresh went the next day. He put a down payment that night while I was there. I flew out to Vegas the next day, and then Fresh went and did signed all the paperwork.
Yeah, me and Chris.
Him and Chris went out there.
Yeah.
Got the car locked. Took it home, and then when I got back from Vegas, I signed my half of the stuff, and now we own the joint. So we're going to bring Steve on, right? Oh, you want to play that real quick? Go ahead, play that.
I think this is a GIF, though, because of the music.
Yeah, it can't really.
So
okay, then never mind.
Yeah.
We won't, because we're going to get hit with copyright.
Yeah.
We're playing some CJ in the back.
This is my bop now.
Shout out to CJ. So we got Steve in the mother effing house, man.
Steve from accounting. What's up, Steve?
Mr. Steve, take your girl.
Yeah. We can hear you.
Hey, congratulations, guys, on the car.
Thank
I
you,
like
Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
You act like you're not a part of this. It's your fault we bought it.
Yeah, for real.
I'm liking it. I'm gonna trade mine in for one of those now.
Good. We want you to.
So for those that don't know.
So you wanted to talk about the financing?
Yeah,
process?
I'm going to introduce you to the people real quick for people that don't know.
Yeah.
So for you guys that don't know, Steve is my – he's both of our accountants.
Yeah.
He's here in Florida. I won't say where. Northern Florida. He's not in Miami. But he basically, guys, he helped me structure my business to basically not get destroyed. He saved me a bunch of money on my taxes this year. Mm-hmm. He's helping me with my real estate properties to create LLCs, because obviously if you have rental properties, you need to create LLCs for that to protect yourself.
Yep.
And yeah, man, I mean, anytime I make a big financial decision, I pretty much call Steve right away. When I got this this apartment that we turned into a studio,
mm-hmm.
We strategized on how we would turn this into a take the rent and be able to write it off on taxes.
Yeah.
Everything that we do is calculated to some degree financially so that we can, lower our tax liability. At the end of the day, guys, Uncle Sam's going to kill you if you don't, if you're not intelligent. There's a reason why Trump doesn't show us tax returns. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be smart and not do illegal things. You just got to be intelligent about your money and understand the tax laws and hire a professional like Steve that can help you. So obviously when we made this car purchase, we called Steve a lot.
Yeah.
We probably annoyed the crap out of him, but Steve is our accountant, guys. Seeing Beyond the Numbers is his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working with a couple of guys in the RP community already helping them out.
Yep.
So without further ado, man, we're going to turn it over to Steve.
Welcome, Steve.
Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah. So basically you guys were talking about when you first got to the dealership, I think you guys were looking at two cars originally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One was like a 19, one was a 20,
yep.
Correct?
Yeah.
And low mileage on both of them. And then I think I told you guys to price out a brand new 2021.
Right.
The rates, and you guys have great credit, and the rates are really low. So it's basically, you could get something near 0% financing. So I kind of suggested that just so you'd have three options to work with. And you guys went with a 2020, which was a great decision. That car, particularly, we were talking about earlier before the show, Fresh, was couple things. First off, that was a great pick because that car, for tax purposes, is a great car to have for a business write-off because it's over 6,000 pounds.
Exactly.
Bang, bang.
There you go.
Because a couple of people asked me on Instagram about that. I said, watch the show and Steve's going to educate you guys. Sorry, go ahead. And you want the white people buy like those Rolls Royce Cullinals because of the weight,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's a heavy car.
Yeah. You know, you've got like the Escalade and there's a couple other cars fall in that category. But I mean that Range Rover is hot. I mean that's a nice car, it sends a message. So now you're gonna get basically a full write off in the first year. That's why I told you don't try to pay it off right now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pay it off now because you're gonna get a full complete write off. Plus you got another thing too with the other vehicles. If they're not over 6,000 pounds, you got what's called bonus depreciation. So you can depreciate the whole cost. That's new now. They didn't have that before. So you
that's
have to
fire.
Can you explain that to the people, Steve, the bonus depreciation and then also the 6,000 pounds rule? Because some people like had asked me on Instagram about this, and I said, don't worry, we're going to have Steve on. He'll explain all this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the bonus depreciation basically is that you can write off 100% of the cost of the vehicle, whether it's new or used, as long as it's new to you as the business, new to the business. So in your case, it is a used car. It's a 2020, but you could still write off 100% of it if it's not over 6,000 pounds because it's new to you guys and into the business. And that's a fairly new thing now, and that's good until 2022.
That's dope.
There you go. There's some cutting edge stuff right there.
Secret sauce, guys. Secret sauce.
But
then you guys have the loan on it. And I don't know. I can't remember what you told me the rate was. I know it was really, really low.
I think it was like what? 3.1%?
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you guys, you make your payments or whatever. You're going to get the full write-off. And what's nice about it, if you guys are looking at 25% tax bracket, let's say the vehicle's $100,000, it's basically Uncle Sam's kicking in 25 grand. For you guys, so
there
that's a $75,000 purchase. Why not take advantage of it?
Yeah, boom.
Down to the end of the year, see where you're at. Tax wise, we could even pull back on a depreciation if you have a bad year, or just blow it all through on a good year. So there's a couple things that we could do on that. So that's why I kind of say just wait, till the first year. Plus, you're getting the credit rating for that too to make those payments.
Nice.
Which is mentioned too. That's brilliant.
Which for me, guys. Oh, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so now you guys got me thinking. I like that car. Right after taxis, and I'm going to go.
You should, man. Come and get driving it, too.
That's really nice.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, guys. So with me, guys, another reason why we bought this, I forgot to mention this. So as you guys know, I bought a rental property March. March 12th, I closed on a duplex here in Miami as my first rental property. Well, I own one in Connecticut, too, but I had bought that one from my parents. But this one, I like went from A to Z closing it, right? And I didn't have like a home mortgage on my thing, and I had never made car payments before. So this was also important to me as well, because my credit was basically based all on, credit cards, never on like big loans, like a home loan or a car loan. So this was also important for me too, to build that trust with having some kind of like, how do I say this? A larger sum loan off of a big purchase.
Yeah.
So that's another reason too, why we decided to finance besides all the tax benefits that Steve is explaining. Let's hit some of these super chats. I know there's probably gonna be questions in here, and we got 1,100 live viewers right now, guys. Please like the video, comment, and subscribe
to the channel,
okay? Or else you're going to get hit with the Hadouken. All right, Cal L, $20. Thank you, Steve, for being on Money Mondays. Learned a lot from the last show and the high value course. I got myself a CPA. Perfect.
That's
what you need, man. Guys, do not try to do this stuff yourself. Because
you don't know everything.
Yeah,
trust
me,
you don't know everything at all.
Especially when you're like an entrepreneur, bro. Hire a CPA, man.
Yep.
Steve is one of the most important people I call. Also read the books you recommended, The Richest Man in Babylon and Rich Man, Poor Man, number one podcast. Thank you so much. I think he means Rich Dad, Poor Dad is what he means
by Robert
Kiyosaki. Augusta Caesar, $20. I'm starting a nutritional shake shop. How would you market it? Only 60K population in my town. I don't see social media being as important as physical advertising in such a small town. Yo, Augustus, I think you hit me up on Instagram, bro.
Yeah.
Hit me up on the side. I might have an investor for you. One of our boys hit us up, and I'll tell you. And we got Emmanuel.
Boom, bro. There you go. Wait, did we tell a story about him?
Yeah, we did. He is the one that sold us the car guy.
He watches our show.
Yeah, he watches our show, and I told him he was watching our show, and we built that relationship. Guys, he is the one that sold us the car. If you guys have,
if you want a Range Rover, you're in Miami.
Rover at Rover Miami. He's the guy you want to deal with. Tell him Fresh and Fit sent you.
Yep.
He's our guy. And then
listen, it's so funny that we show up to the dealership all the way down in South Miami.
Yeah.
We don't know anybody down there. And he's like, are you Fresh and Fit? That's crazy, man. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, meanwhile, the other couple that beat us for that car, they thought we were drug dealers. Okay, Aman Sharma, $2. Can you explain what a write-off means? Steve, can you explain that for him? The super chat question. Can you pull it back up, Chris? Aman Sharma?
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Steve. Go ahead. That's the question.
Can you explain what a write-off is?
It's an expense. It's an expense to take against your income.
Gotcha. And basically makes you less liable.
Yeah, it's just an expense. It's just another name for expense.
There you go.
Boom.
Cody A. That's Steve's Instagram, guys. Instagram.com/seeingbeyondthenumbers. Seeing beyond the numbers. And guys, if you guys got questions, throw them in now. There's a chance you got a professional on the line, so let's do it. CJ, $5. Did you guys lease the car or buy? Steve, do you advise leasing a car for business and tax purposes? That's a good question. What do you think, Steve?
That's a great question. But in reference to what you guys did, I would say right now it's not great for leasing because now they got the, you know, it's you're going to get a better tax deduction. Because if the lease payment was, let's say, $500, $600 a month, and you're like, you're only doing like what, $6,000-$7,000 a year versus writing off the whole entire cost of the vehicle. And then after 3 years, then you're going to decide whether you want to turn it in, what the residual value is. You don't really have any, you know, equity in the car. I mean, the car is depreciated anyway, but I think you guys are probably going to have that car for a few years, more than a lease, I would think, right?
Yeah. We're going to keep that thing.
Yeah.
We're going to keep that thing.
Okay.
That's another reason too, why we bought a newer model with lower mileage. Cause
exactly.
we were like, we're buying this thing outright. We're not going to finance. We're not going to lease it.
And leasing, basically you're renting the car. So just keep that in mind. You're renting a car for a period of time and then you're giving it back.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
Absolutely. We got another question,
Overdose.
But that's why we bought it, for the super chatter, CJ. Good question. Overdose, $5 for Steve. How can you tell a good accountant from a bad one? Oh, this is
a good one.
How can I tell?
Yeah, a good accountant from a bad one.
Experience.
Okay.
You know, and it depends on if you know, you want to go to the right accountant that has expertise in your particular industry. That's always a good thing. And always ask other people in that industry who they use, and they'll know. Because, you know, I'm good in some medical practices. Maybe I'm not good into, you know, like horse racing or something like that. You know, there's specific accountants that are good in specific industries, and that's what you want to seek out.
Yeah. Okay. Also, I recommend getting a recommendation. So if someone could recommend you their CPA, even better, because now you already know that they did a good job for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know what? My buddy needs some help too with his taxes. Here you go.
Yeah. And a guy like Steve, guys, is like specialized with entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
So he's an entrepreneur himself. So he's going to be able to help you out with, you know what I mean? Like looking at things you might have not known. Like Steve was the one that pointed me out like, hey, bro, you know, you could probably write off your studio rent on your taxes because you're using it for your business. And I was like, oh, I didn't think about that. And like, every decision I made from that point forward, I would call him up. Hey, what do you think about this? Can we write this off? And you'd be like, yep, we can. We depending on how you're going to use it. So you want someone that's a little bit, aggressive, but not reckless. There's a difference.
Because you're going to pay taxes anyway. So you might as well just get some money off anyway.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
As well.
On purchase you would have made. We got another. So, but that's how you know, I guess I would say know the accountant that's good for your particular situation.
Yeah.
So like Steve in particular, guys, great entrepreneurs. You know, I suggest them to all the guys that, you know, that are content creators, whatever.
Yeah.
Steve is fantastic. We got CJ Fire Super Chat. You advise putting the vehicle in your name or a personal name or in the LLC? This is a good question.
Very good question.
Well, you could do it both ways. The only thing, you know, I like it in the personal because you're going to get the credits in your personal name because the LLC is not going to have really any credit built up. Then you're going to basically, if you transfer it over and get a commercial license on it, you can do that. I typically was only doing that when I had other drivers in my company driving the vehicle. And then you have to get special insurance for that. So your insurance will be higher if you put it on the business too, typically.
Nice.
So, I mean, awesome. There's no tax benefit to it. It's just more of, you know, if you're going to have other people driving the car that work for you, that are in your employ, then you probably want to consider that and get the right insurance for it. If it's only going to be pretty much you doing it, then you don't really have to go through all that hassle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, quick side note.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got a 5-year warranty. If anything goes wrong with the car, for 5 years we're straight.
Yep.
Guys, for Range Rover, that's huge because obviously if it's older, it might have some problems. But it's basically brand new. With a 5-year warranty, you can't beat that. So.
And then also, guys, because I know people are probably wondering, well, guys, how much do you pay a month? How much did you put down?
Yeah.
So, guys, we put $15,000 down.
Yeah.
And we did that at Steve's instruction, basically putting down the lease required to get the car off the lot. And we paid
with credit cards.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, credit cards.
Let's talk about that. Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about that real quick.
Credit.
Oh, man. Okay, so what we did, guys, was, as you guys know, I'm a big credit card advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to spend 15 G's. So I was like, bro, there's no way I'm going to take $15,000 cash and not be able to leverage this into getting myself some rewards.
Point.
So as you guys know, I'm big on having cashback cards as well as travel cards.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I used my business. But the thing is, you can only charge $5,000 at a time.
Yeah.
So I took two credit cards and put $5,000 on each. And then Fresh took one of his credit cards and charged $5,000 on each. And what I did was, I'll even tell you guys the card that I use, give you guys that value. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the support. This was my strategy. I used my Amex Platinum. to get the flyer miles. So I put 5,000 on that. Then I took my Amex Blue Cash, which is 2% cash back, right? Mm-hmm. So basically for every dollar, so I get 2% cash back. And I use that to spend the other 5,000. And then Fresh has a Freedom Flex, which is a pretty good
Chase Freedom.
Chase Freedom Flex, which a lot, which you know rotates in you know
gas,
periodically
grocery stores,
movies, 2%. Whatever it is, 3% cash back.
Yeah.
So we made sure that we did not pay with cash on car on the down payment because we wanted to get that benefit with using credit cards.
Points.
And shout out to our boy E for setting that up for us and allowing us to pay with the credit cards.
Yeah.
So that we can get the most back on our money that we were going to spend anyway.
Yep.
So it's a double whammy, guys. So we put 15K down, which was the minimum we needed to put down to get that interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
And then our monthly payment now on it, what is it? It's
I believe
it's about 2600, no, 1348 total,
yeah,
with insurance.
Yeah.
The car payment, everything. It's 1348. So we split that in two. We're each paying about 650, 660, something like that. My math sucks.
Yep.
But you guys know what I mean now. But that's how we strategize to do it with paying it, how we put the down payment, why we put that down payment in particular, why we didn't buy it outright, and then how we're able to get that interest rate.
And also, fun facts here, guys, we have no debt. So for us, this is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, this is $600. Okay, cool. That's towards the business. We're just going to pay that as an expense.
Exactly. And for the haters out there, we own this studio, bro. Every single piece of equipment in here has been bought with a credit card. I'm not going to lie. But we paid it, but we did that to get the money back.
Right.
But like last year, I was able to make a couple thousand on credit cards simply by using credit cards to purchase everything in here. But guys, we own everything outright in this studio. There's no debt. I see some haters. Oh, you put this No,
stupid.
We paid all of this in cash, bro.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And because like I said, me and Fresh, we didn't start as YouTubers. We were fortunate enough to, you know, come from corporate America and be regular workers. And we took
and
our
tech.
Money, you know, we took our money from that and we invested it into the studio and we've been able to kind of quit our jobs and move forward kind of without being in
and
debt
look,
studio.
Real talk, like any guy that's building up their foundation, you need to have a financial foundation set. Like, for example, you should be at least somewhat debt free. You should at least have some savings. And keep in mind, if you want to go and take girls out or even like, for example, even have fun a little bit, you're gonna need some money for yourself. But you don't want to be feeling like, you know what I'm saying? If I spend $100, it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
So you don't want to be in that position.
So let's hit some of these other super chats because I see some good questions coming in, Chris.
Right. Let's do 10 and up.
Okay. Or they apply. Okay. All right. So James, you're a stoppie, $20. These are the most important topics. Thank you. Question. Which city do you think is better to live in terms of lifestyle and money-making opportunity, Vegas or Miami? I'm a trainer looking to grow my brand mainly online. Cheers, guys. James, I would say this as an online trainer, you want to live where your overhead is going to be the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an online trainer, you want to live absolutely wherever your overhead is the lowest so that you can get the most money back on your business. Because the beauty about being an online trainer is you basically have almost zero overhead if you run your business correctly. So Vegas is cheaper than Miami, bro. Vegas is really cheap, like really, really cheap. I mean, Steve, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Vegas is cheaper than Miami, definitely. Definitely. That would be the, you know, I think, no, is Rolo in Vegas or no? Or Reno?
Yeah, he's in Reno. Donovan lived in Vegas for a while. I was just in Vegas for that conference. And
Miami.
Bro, you can get a nice apartment for like $800 a month, bro. It's crazy how cheap it is out there.
And from what I heard, the pay is actually pretty good too in Vegas. The pay is good.
And no state income tax as well. So, you know, the thing that sucks is that it's not as nice as Miami because, you know, with Vegas, you got the Strip and you got old Vegas town, whatever.
But in Miami, you got the city.
Yeah.
You got the sea.
DeBreezy
you got the
and,
girls.
Danny Banks in Vegas.
Know. But, James, I would say either or is fine.
The dry air, so.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Chris, 10 and up.
Yeah.
No,
so,
let's read these two because
they came up
okay,
before.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll – okay, so Joshua the King, 5. So just to clarify, if I buy a vehicle for work, can I get that as a write-off or must it specifically be for a personal business? That's a good question.
Oh, that's a very good one.
Yeah, so no. Like if you're a W-2 employee and you buy a car, you can't write it off. No, absolutely not. You have to put it under your business. Or if you're an independent contractor and on like a 1099 basis with somebody that's, you know, employing you, then you can write off the deductions for the car.
Okay. Excellent. Knock that one out the park. Bryce Robertson, $5. 18 is cool. And yeah, guys, these questions are starting to pile up. So we'll prioritize 10 and up, please. Okay, so Bryce Robertson, we want to make sure we get everyone answered. 18 in school. What does majoring in accounting allow me to do outside pursuing to be a CPA? Don't want to be an accountant, but the knowledge is useful.
So basically, I mean, it's always good to know the fundamentals of accounting. If you're going to run a business, you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to be able to redefine, you know, a financial statement. You want to have a basic idea of the accounting method. Outside of that, I mean, I think it's always going to help you. You could always, like, if times get tough, you could always find a job doing accounting. I mean, they're always hard. Outside of that, you know, definitely. I mean, I pretty much said that's what I would say to you.
All right. Thank you. Good question. MK47, $10. For a student working a part-time job, is it okay to do your own taxes or should you seek a professional?
Great question. No, just see, you could do your own because you're probably just going to get a W-2. You're not going to have, you know, you just put the information on where it belongs on the software you're using. So they've got some online, you know, software for free. Not until you get to a more complex situation, you know, once you have a job and you're in a career, then you want to kind of talk to somebody where you're going to be putting money away and want to have a little bit more advice, then that's when you want to kind of steer away and maybe get somebody more on a professional level to help you out.
And see, that's why we mess with Steve, bro. Steve is very honest, man. He like turns people away most of the time. He owns a couple of accounting firms himself. He's very humble, but the dude, come on, Steve, you have too much money, bro. Yeah, he's turning away clients. We got Roger Lasat in the house.
The best realtor in Miami.
Hey, Roger.
$100.
Well, $100, big $100 super chat. For those that don't know, guys, Roger, myself and Steve, we all know each other. Roger is my real estate agent, guys. He was the one that found me the deal for the house that I purchased, which, you know what? We'll do an episode. You know what, dude? We should do an episode on our real estate properties for the people.
Yeah, be good.
And we'll definitely talk about how we found it, cash flow, all that other stuff. But here we go. Roger, Money Mondays are the most valuable shows. Why? Money plus power equals women. Exactly.
Damn, well said, man.
Scarface. Congrats on 60K subs. I'm calling it now. 150K subs by December 31st. Thank you so much for that, Roger, bro.
We're trying, man. We're trying.
Trying to counsel us.
And if you guys are looking for a real estate agent in South Florida, hit up Roger Lasat, man. He's my real estate agent. He's phenomenal. You know what I mean? He went above and beyond with helping me find the property, maintenance. Something broke down last week. He was able to get me a maintenance guy to go out there and fix it immediately. So he takes care of you beyond just purchasing the property. You know what I'm saying? So
good.
Go ahead and get with Roger. CJ, $10. Can you use your rent as a tax write-off? If so, how important is building your business credit score versus personal credit score? That's a good
question.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, you can use, if it's a primary residence, like it's where you're living, you know, you could take an allocation portion of that wherever your home office is. That's big now because of COVID. A lot of people have to work from home. So they're considering this now where you allocate, like let's say you have a 2,000 square foot house and 200 square feet of it is your home office. Then you could take that portion percentage and write off your internet, write off your utilities, write off a portion of, you know, if you're not going to itemize a portion of your interest on your mortgage and real estate taxes and so forth, and insurance also on the house. But to your question, yeah, but if you're not, if that's not a situation and you're not running a business out of your, where you live, then no, you can't.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So guys, these tax benefits, you know, benefit entrepreneurs more than like W-2 employees.
Especially when your place of work is your home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1800 silver. Good question here. $10. Question. How much value does your car have to trade it in for a newer model? I'm about to pay off this used car this month, year 2005 with 150K model miles.
I mean, if you don't owe anything on it, so then, you know, it doesn't matter. But if you owe something, you don't want to be upside down on the trade. That's called getting buried in on the trade.
Yeah, you can always check Kelly Blue Book to see your value of your car, but that's a lot of miles, bro, so you might not get that much.
Yeah, you ain't going to get nothing.
Yeah.
Might be better off even just keeping it as like a backup.
That's true.
Fall off.
What was that, Steve?
So the wheels fall off.
Malcolm Jackson, any tips on stock investment? Malcolm Jackson, $20.
Thank you, Malcolm.
I'll defer to you on that.
I don't know anything about
stock market at all.
I don't know.
Steve, what do you think?
No tips.
Yeah,
okay.
guys, we are not stock professionals.
Yeah.
We don't know anything here.
James?
You need to hit up our boy James Bradley. We've been getting a lot of questions on stocks, guys.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, me and Fresh don't invest in stocks or anything like that.
Not right now.
I'm in crypto and real estate. That's where all my money is tied up with investments. I'm not educated enough to be in stocks, though. You should hit up our boy James Bradley, who trades, and you know, he's pretty damn good. He's a multimillionaire. We'll bring him back on the show. CJ, $10.
James.
You recommend registering your LLC outside the country for better liability protection and keeping your money safe from Uncle Sam.
That's a good one.
I mean, we're in such a litigious, country. They're going to sue you. They're going to find out who you are. They're going to sue you. They're going to find out. The attorneys that typically list a bunch, whoever they can list on there. So I don't think that's going to really matter in the end.
So they will find you. And they will kill you.
They will. Yeah. Bro, I'll tell you guys this. Just remember this one thing, all right? Al Capone killed a lot of people, but they never got him for murder. They got him for tax evasion, guys. Okay? So.
Yeah. Empty Hammer.
They
will come for
MC
you.
Empty Hammer.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, like DMX, they got him
Damn,
for.
Damn, they got Blade, man.
Blade. I hope DMX pulls through with what's going on as well, man.
Yeah,
it's very
for
sad news. But yeah, they got him for tax evasion too, guys. Like, that's one thing the government doesn't play with, bro. The IRS will come after you. The Criminal Investigation Division of IRS, they don't play, man. So, okay, Pocket Watching with JT, Real Accountant at Reacts, $10. Thanks, Fresh and Fit Financial Planning is much needed in the community. Great show.
Thank you, man.
So much. This is going to get half the views, but you know what? We're going to keep
fine.
Giving you guys this heat.
Yeah.
Philip Duclos, $10. This info is priceless. I like when you have the chicks in the studio, but this is way more valuable.
No, facts, man.
Facts, bro. Like, yo, if you're not financially literate, you're going to put yourself in a bad spot.
I want all the girls say on the show. I want an ambitious guy that has bread.
Translation, I need you to be rich.
Exactly.
So, I want an ambitious guy, but
I don't care
like,
about
bro,
money,
get
but...
out of here.
So if
I
you're
don't
a bum,
care about money, but you got to make $100,000 a year.
So if you're a bum, then I'm going to look your way, bro.
Facts. Fly Guy, $10. Question. Smart to get New Hampshire / Montana tax to save money on car sales tax?
That's an old trick.
Yeah.
What do you think, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't even know. I know the sales tax up north tends to be a little bit higher than maybe it is down here, but I'm not sure. I have no idea what it is over there.
So basically, I believe there's no sales tax in Montana. So people will do is they'll get the plate.
Oh, I see. I gotcha.
Done over
yeah,
there,
I mean,
and then they'll just bring it down to Florida. Or, for example, someone will have a house in like Pennsylvania, and it's way less sales tax than Miami. So they'll just have a house there, buy it, get it there, and then bring it to Miami.
You could do that, but that's going to be a pain in the ass when you got to re-register and everything else like that. You know what I'm saying? You could do that, but it's like...
And for what I understand, if you get pulled over at the Montana place, I think they can do something to you. I forgot what it was, but I think they're very stringent on that right now.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend
it. And New Hampshire has no state income taxes. It's the only state in New England that doesn't have state income taxes. So it makes sense. Go ahead, Steve.
I'll speak to that. I had a client of mine that bought a high-ticket item. I can't remember what it was. And they had they bought it out of state. And for that very reason, to save on the sales tax.
Yeah.
Now, you're supposed to, when you get back to the state, you're supposed to report that. The state expects it. It's like an honor system, especially here in Florida. Florida is big on sales after, as you guys know, because we don't have the state income tax. So those states tend to go after the sales tax. They're pretty good at it. They had, I want to say, an RFID chip in this high purchase item that they could track that they were working. Yeah, and this guy got hit. It was like several thousand dollars he got hit.
Damn.
The sales tax.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, how did they find this out? He said they had an RFID chip on it, and they could track it from where the state it came from to where.
Nobody says, guys.
There you go.
Nobody
there
says.
There you go, guys. So don't try to finesse it, bro. Just get it in Florida. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? You might save a couple thousand years, but they're going to come back.
How the hell would they know? And then they told him finally they had an RFID. Yeah.
That's
there you go.
Malcolm S.
Steve, can you try refreshing? The video is lagging a bit. Just try refreshing your phone, and then we'll read these other super chats here and get them ready for you.
Does a trust protect you financially in case of divorce? Malcolm asks.
That's a good one. We're going to bring back Jen Pratt,
by the way,
guys. So for you guys that don't know, Jen Pratt is a divorce attorney.
Yeah.
Friend of ours. She's here in Miami. Very knowledgeable. We will bring her back on the show to discuss that.
The video's up on YouTube, by the way.
What was that?
For Jen.
If you want to check her out, her videos on YouTube on the channel.
We did it. I think we did the interview with her about 2 weeks ago where we broke down divorce. It was a fantastic episode, guys.
Yeah.
One of the most important ones we've done.
Guys.
And we're going to bring her back with her husband because he's also very good at what he does.
If you're thinking about getting married, I don't know why, watch that episode.
Watch that episode.
That scared the crap out of me. I'm not doing that again.
So we got a good question here from Samishi. $10. In general, is it difficult to create a LLC to do a house rental? This coming from an average guy who wants to start something like that.
Absolutely not. Can you guys hear me okay now?
Yeah,
we can hear you. The video is a little choppy, but I think the people just care about the audio. So,
yeah. So absolutely not. And this is what we're going to do for you, Myron. We're gonna form an LLC for that property that you just bought.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy. All you got to do is just go down to the county, and you have to do a quit claim deed form wherever the state you're in, just form the LLC, and then you go down to the county where your house is, or this particular property is, and then you fill out what's called a quit claim deed. And it shouldn't cost you more than the filing fees that they have, you know, that the county charges for that.
Can you tell, Steve, can you tell the people the importance of putting your, from a financial perspective, of putting, Jen talked about it on the legal side a little bit when she was last here,
yeah,
for like protecting yourself from like, you know, getting divorced raped. But like, can you tell the people why it's important to put your houses under LLCs, your rental properties? Because a lot of people don't do that for some weird reason.
Yeah. Yeah, because it basically gives you an extra layer of protection from getting sued personally. So, and also if you have multiple rental properties, you want to put each one under an LLC. So it makes it more difficult for any one particular person on that property or tenant to sue all the other ones, because you have what's called limited liability. So it's only that one particular limited liability LLC is limited to the assets within that particular limited liability company, which is going to be that one house. And
yep,
it can't extend beyond. So,
there you go, guys.
And an LLC isn't that expensive. It's like what, $150 to register, or $200 to register an LLC, and then you're done.
All worth the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. And do we have any other guys?
Yeah, one more.
Oh, yeah, we got one more. Hey, guys, by the way, we got 1,100 plus live viewers, guys.
Yeah.
Please get us to 1,000 likes, man, so that we can get the push in the YouTube algorithm. Because
yeah,
as you guys know, this type of content is always kind of suppressed, even on the Money Mondays. So guys, help us grow. Help us hit 100K subs, because at the end of the day, we give you guys everything. We give you guys money, fitness, girls,
social media,
dating, social media, everything. We are the most diversified RP channel
in the world.
In the world. And we're the number one dating podcast in the world.
In the world.
And we're the number one RP channel in the world. And
yeah,
we're also, what else? What else are we?
The best late night show in the world.
Best late night show in the world. And then
the best hosts in the world.
Best hosts in the world.
The best gamers in the world.
You know what I'm saying? Best podcast in Miami. That's a fact. I've looked at the other ones. They're trash. So, guys, please like the video. Get us to 1,000 likes, please, because I don't want to stop the show. Malcolm asks $10. Does a trust protect you financially in case of divorce?
What do you think, Steve?
Depends if that goes by the state, like your attorney. That's a question for her.
Okay, yeah.
Every state is different as far as the divorce laws are concerned. So it depends on the state. It depends on the kind of trust.
Yeah.
But I good question to say for her.
Yeah. We will have Jen Pratt back again. I was actually talking with her earlier today, guys. So don't worry. We will have her back probably either this week or next week.
So
CJ, $10. Is Delaware the best state to register an LLC? Do you recommend the state property is in?
I would think as for a limited liability, because it's a pass-through, I would think in the state that you're in. Depending on what, you know, because in Delaware, you still have to file a state. You know, I like LLCs in Florida. Because in Florida, you don't have to file a separate return for that LLC.
Oh.
But in Delaware, you have to. But if you're in a state where you don't have to file a second return for the LLC to the state, then do it if you have to, you know, and both are the same. I would just, you know, as far as I would just stay and do it in the state that you're in.
Cool.
Bam. Bam, bam.
All right.
So let's see here. Do we have any other questions?
We got a Zoom call coming up for all these
Zoom
non-people.
Call. Yeah, so what we'll do is, guys, we got a Zoom call that we're going to do with our patrons and our guys on our Instagram course.
Yep.
And, yeah, I think if anybody has any last-minute questions here, last-second questions on the car,
yeah.
But I think let's do a quick little recap, right? So first, guys, what did we talk about? We talked about
our origin stories. What
our
cars,
origin story
cars
with cars.
Had before.
Yep.
Building up credit, building up that car history to get the car that you actually want.
Mm-hmm.
Takes time. Once you can build that history, then you can get the car you actually want and level up each time.
Uh-huh. Why we decided to split the vehicle,
yep,
right? And then we talked about why we needed the car in the first place, right? To get mm-hmm. guests and girls,
yep,
you know, pick them up, ensure that we would get the shows done. Why we picked the Range Rover over the other cars, right? We'd explain that, you know, it's
high-value men drive high-value cars.
Exactly. You know, it's a car that can, like, if you can rub elbows with people that drive Lambos, you know
yep.
what I'm saying? And
you can
be
pull
able to network and not be
and not feel
look
ashamed.
Like an idiot. Exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of Range Rover it is? It's a 2020 diesel. That we bought it with about 8,500 miles on it.
Premium package.
A premium package.
Well laid out.
5-year warranty plan. 77K sticker price. We put $15,000 down.
Yep.
And we pay about $1,348 a month.
Yeah.
So that comes out to $670 something like that
yeah.
dollars each.
And,
and then we put down the down payment $15,000. We put down the minimum because we strategized with Steve that you need to put down the minimum so that we can basically get that good interest rate, which is around 3%, and then be able to, you know, pay it off get that, get the benefit for our credit, as well as use it as a full tax write-off because the vehicle is over 6,000 pounds.
And now buying his car, right, with that type of like requirements and that type of like agreement using a loan, now you can go buy a higher ticket car,
yep.
Let's say like a Lambo or something like that,
because
now you purchase that car under those, so now you can go up another level to get another car.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good.
And that's why we financed it, guys, instead of leasing it or anything like that. That's the exact reason why, to build the credit for the tax write-off and then basically leveraging it and getting it with basically the lease down and using the monthly payments to help us out. Because, you know, when you're running a business, you want to always minimize your
overhead.
Tax liability. You know what I'm saying?
And overhead.
And overhead. So Steve was able to help us strategize with that because we had good credit. We were able to get a good rate. And then we talked about how when we showed up at the dealership, this couple basically
finesse.
they got the car ahead of us because they were mad because they fresh out of CEO chain. They're like, yo, we're not going to lose our car to a rapper. and then what else here? And then we do plan to buy one more car at the end of the year, guys.
Yeah.
We will not say which one yet. It depends on how things go. And
that's going to be a banger, man.
What else? And then we bought a diesel. We bought a diesel because it's 300 miles
cheaper
per full tank.
Yeah.
Versus if you get the regular premium, it's only 100. So it was like, bro, this is no brainer.
We do it for
2 weeks on gas.
Up to Florida to Miami. If you live in Florida, you know how far that is.
29 miles.
And we just put gas like yesterday.
And $50. And diesel is cheaper than premium right now in Miami.
You can't beat that.
So not only did we buy a car at a good price, but we also got it's more gas efficient.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then what else? Oh, also, I forgot to mention this, guys. We're going to wrap the car.
Yeah.
We're actually going to wrap the car.
We're going to wrap it. Should we see what color?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So we're going to wrap it in matte black, and also we're going to have a custom vanity plate, license plate. It's going to say Fresh and Fit.
Yeah. So for high-tier patrons, guests, everything like that, we got you. We're going to come to get you at the airport.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Style.
In style.
And then we got some other super chats here real quick. Let's hit these.
Blake
Hawkins. Okay. $10. Amazing channel. Love your content. Do you need separate bank accounts for each rental property? Excellent question.
Very good question.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Okay, now I got to do that. XRP, the one. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the tenants are going to be writing their rent checks to you, to that LLC, not you personally. So everyone's going to be separate, and you're going to have the leases in those particular LLCs now, too. So you want to rewrite those.
And each house has to have its own LLC, right? You can't put like two or three houses on one, right?
I would. No. You never want to do that.
Okay.
Never.
Okay, XRP, the one, $10. Use a private trust under common law. We'll make it a 501c3 nonprofit. Any money that goes into the trust is considered grant and not income, and therefore no taxes. Hit up libertyaid.com.
Okay. That's good.
All right, man. I mean, we'll have Jen in here, and we'll ask her that question because that was a fantastic question.
It was.
In particular to Florida. Avery Jones, $10. Great stuff, brothers. These truly are the most valuable shows. Are there any plans to bring Andrew Esquire back for some more gems? Love watching his channels. Well, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
Thank you, Avery. Appreciate it. And then we got Ray J, $24.99. Can you talk about the insurance protection you have on the car, i.e. gap insurance? Oh, that's a good question. Yeah,
we have full insurance, guys. We have everything. We have gap insurance. We have also as well, if anything goes wrong with the car, they're going to fix it. Basically, we have a full warranty for 5 years and full insurance. So we have liability. We have gap. We also have, like, if we get into any, like, issues with the car,
yep.
And we like get it towed, they're going to take care of us with roadside assistance.
Yep.
So we have everything down pat, guys.
Yeah.
For that price, which is unbeatable.
Me and Fresh are mechanics, so we said, screw it, we'll do that.
Yep.
And then I was going to say something.
But quick side note, for example, most people are scared to buy a Range Rover because of repairs and because of, like, you know what I'm saying, issues. But I say, for example, right, if you buy a used Range Rover, find a local dealership, a local mechanic that specializes in Range Rovers, you can save a lot of money because, for example, if you go to a Range Rover dealership, they're going to charge you out the wazoo. But if you go to a localized mechanic that knows how to work on Range Rovers, like let's say, for example, my old Range Rover, I had to fix like the gas pump system, whatever. They charged me at the dealership $3,000, right?
Oh, so what the hell?
Yeah, $2,000.
Yeah.
However, at the local mechanic, it was only $600.
Mm.
So it's like night and day. So I recommend, guys, if you're going to buy a used car without warranty, at least find a local mechanic you can work with one-on-one, and it'll be way cheaper that way for you as well.
Fair enough, man. That's how you do it. P-Willie, $10. Can this car – go ahead. Do you got something, Steve? Go ahead.
You might want to explain to them what gap insurance is.
Okay. Yeah, so gap insurance basically means, for example, let's say, right, you bought a brand-new car, and you crashed your car, right? Obviously, like, you can't account for the time you spent driving the car. So the value of the car, basically, they're going to cover that gap in value. So let's say you drove the car for like let's say 5 months,
mm-hmm.
and the car's only value, you bought the car for 78K, but you drove it for like 5 months, it dropped in value, they'll like pay for that gap between the value of the car and what it's worth right now.
Okay.
So that you're not liable for that gap of value.
Okay. So, no, that's great. And yeah, guys, that monthly payment we told you guys of like 660, whatever it is, that's
covers everything.
That's towards everything. That's insurance. The car payment, everything, interest,
warranty,
that.
Everything.
So P. Willie, it's 1348 divided by 2. Let's see here, that's 674. Okay, P. Willie, $10. Can this car buying strategy work for personal use, or is it only good for business purposes?
Honestly, man, like,
I think business only, yeah. Right, Steve?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
P. Willie asked, can this car buying strategy work for personal use, or is it only good for business purposes?
It's only for business, yeah.
Yeah. Business only, man. You can't buy a Lamborghini and say, all right, I'm writing this off if you don't got a business.
No, you can't.
But talk about the Lamborghini, okay? There is a strategy you could use. I haven't used it. I'm waiting. So when you guys get big enough and you're going to buy that car fresh, let me know, because I got an idea for you. You could donate that to a charity.
Woo!
All right?
Now you're talking my language, man. Okay.
Then you get up to 50% write off of your income. So let's say you make like $500,000 and you donate a $200,000 car, you could write that whole thing off.
Damn.
So $300,000. Then you get an agreement to lease it back to you so you can ride it.
Steve, stop.
Hold on, whoa.
Stop, damn, Steve.
Picture
around
exclusive,
Steve. Where'd you find
this? That's too much value, bro.
That's too much value, bro.
You can't be telling them our secrets.
Yeah, man,
like
this is behind the paywall. Okay.
There you guys go. Right
there,
man.
Okay.
If you guys say we don't provide value, bro.
Man.
You know
what?
You guys just got some secret sauce.
A $500 combo.
Top tier.
Dylan, $20. Steve, could we start LLC in Miami, buy one of those Fountain Blue Hotel condos that you can live/rent out, buy through LLC? I like the reinvestment idea, but through the resort, or am I way off? Thanks, brothers. That's Dylan,
absolutely.
$20.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah.
The only thing I would be concerned with, Dylan, is that the HOAs down here in Miami are outrageous, bro.
Oof. Talk about crazy.
They're outrageous. Like, the average HOA here is like almost $1,000. Go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Money-wise, yeah. Yeah, it depends on what you get with it, too. If they got a good, you know, center and you're getting like a, you know, all your like maintenance and stuff and nice workout center or something like that. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Expensive.
American Bystanders, $10. Leave this video up. See, he already knows. He's like, nah. Ray J, $10. If you get your car wrapped, can't you write that off, bro?
Two?
Yes, absolutely. We're writing it off.
It's an expense.
Yeah, we're definitely going to write that
towards
off.
Towards the car.
And I think we're good, man. We're caught up, right, Chris?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Okay, guys.
All right, guys.
Get on Patreon for all the behind-the-scenes videos that are X-rated that can't be seen on YouTube. Also, join our Telegram chat. You have 24/7 access. You got me, Myron Gaines, all of our community in there. Talk about RP content, whatever you want.
Access to Steve.
Yeah, Steve as
well. And guys, get on the Patreon. We're going to have a Zoom call right now. If you get on the 97 tier or above,
yes,
you're going to get in on the Zoom call that we're going to have right now. So, man, patreon.com/freshfit. Steve, where can the people find you, please?
You can colognecpa.com, and you can find me at Instagram, Seeing Beyond the Numbers.
Perfect. And, guys, I vouch for him. He's my account. He saved me a lot of money last year.
He knows a lot of stuff, man.
And we're going to put all his stuff in the description box, guys.
Yep.
So if you want to contact Steve, Steve, you're getting a little less busy now, right? With all the taxes, you can take clients back on.
Ooh, it's bad.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Never mind.
We got to set it to May 17th. So, now people are like taking their time, giving us the stuff. So, you know, it'll be okay though. Yeah. I would say like in a few weeks, it's going to loosen up a little bit for me.
Perfect. King Dodongo, $10. Is an Airbnb purpose condo worth it? Okay, we'll answer this one.
Yeah.
Steve, what do you think?
Airbnb, what's his question?
His question is, Airbnb purpose condo worth it?
As far as doing an LLC?
I'm assuming that's what
he
means.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, especially when you're going to get a lot of traffic through there.
Yeah.
From you don't know who.
Just
all these crazy parts I have.
I would say the only thing with Airbnb is always just be cognizant, though, that you're going to pay a lot of maintenance fees to, like, upkeep
it,
cleaning.
And some buildings don't allow it at all. So you got to be very careful about those type of agreements, because some buildings are like, you know what? No Airbnb, to anti-Airbnb.
Yeah.
So you got to be careful.
Be careful with that. And then also, guys, we're on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Listen to us on there. Give us a rating on Apple, because a lot of these single moms are mad and they gave me a low rating.
Also, tonight, Late Night Show.
Oh, we do got one.
Probably
okay.
Like 10 p.m., 11 p.m.
So we do got one locked. All right, cool. So, guys. go check out Steve, Seeing Beyond the Numbers on Instagram. Give him a follow. It's colonecpa.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Colon, colonecpa.com, the most Puerto Rican last name of all time. And
hop in a Zoom call. Hop in a Zoom call right now.
Patreon.com/FreshFit. And like the video, guys. We'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Battery 90%.